Now, tomorrow is Wednesday, so as many of you know, that is the day that I normally broadcast 1 hour of Sunday's programming. And this Wednesday will be no exception, and I will be rebroadcasting Power, Part 5. The focus is on healing, and really and truly, ladies and gentlemen, healing of the soul and the body. I really want you to listen in. That's tomorrow, 1 o'clock in the p.m. This Friday, for Power Friday, we will be joined again by Brennan Francois. He's going to empower us to live life to the fullest in the right ways. So be on the listen out. Brennan Francois, 1 o'clock this Friday, Power Friday. And remember, if for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us when we're broadcasting through 1550 AM, The Voice, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2, on the weekends, 1 to 3, have no fear. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on Listen Online at your convenience, and listen to the program of your choosing at your convenience, for real. All right. We're having a kind of a, I say it was kind of a hard conversation, hard discussion, a little while ago. It has to do with animal testing. And we were looking at the pros and the cons, courtesy of procon.org, of testing animals. Of course, with the big question being, should animal testing be continued? Should it not be continued? And I tell you, some of the arguments for, some of the arguments particularly against animal testing is kind of heavy duty. I know a lot of you think about various types of animals, and, you know, it's even animals that we rarely see. Of course, many of us see dogs, we see cats, etc. A lot of us in America rarely see animals like bears and lions, etc. I say never. I said rarely. A lot of us rarely see these types of, I mean, on a routine basis. Don't live in those environments. But we think about them, especially when we, hear and or read about stories where someone is, you know, just decimating the ranks of the elephants, decimating the lions, and on it goes. Just, man, the rhinos, just decimating so many populations of creatures. And so we think about it. But, of course, when it comes to animal testing, what kinds of creatures come to your mind? How about rodents? Mice, rats, and there are others. And sometimes, I mean, it can be so easy to really care about what they go through, as we read about. How many of you may have seen years ago, I don't remember if it was on 60 Minutes or some other show program like that, but they had captured on video some of the mistreatment of cows and calves that were being sent to be, well, made into food. And while they were still alive, you know, they were packing them onto the trucks, getting ready to haul them off. They showed a calf that was obviously, according to the commentator, very, very sick, very sick. It could hardly stand up, literally. It could hardly stand, much less walk. Whatever was wrong with this calf that was causing it so much grief, the decision was still made that it was going to become part of the food chain. And they showed some of the people tending those animals, getting them onto the trucks, just abusing this creature, kicking it, violently prodding it with instruments to get on that. And it was trying to get on. It was literally, it would take some steps, fall. It almost like it was walking on ice. It wasn't, but it was almost like the calf was walking on ice and just could not stand up. And they just abuse this creature so badly. Well, that's why I say some of this discussion is kind of heavy duty. But let's not shy away from it. Let's think through this as well. And as I usually do, I just want to encourage all of us to listen with open minds. Listen objectively. Listen with open minds. When I say that, again, I'm not saying be ready to change your position, whatever your position is. I think that there are times when we do need to be willing to do that. In fact, I know that there are times when we need to be willing to change our views about a number of things, change our positions on a number of matters. But it starts with being willing to truly listen with an open mind, with an objective disposition, so that we're truly hearing both sides, or if there are three sides to the issue, all three sides, we're truly listening for the purpose of becoming better informed about the matter, so that we can make a well-informed decision about the position that we'll take. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying if you're pro and you're saying, yep, animal testing should continue, I want you to change your position and become a con and say, nope, animal testing should be discontinued. If you are on the side of the cons and you're saying animal testing should be discontinued, I'm not saying change your view and switch to the side of those who say animal testing should be continued. That's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying let's practice exercising integrity, openness, objectivity as we listen to these various debates, these various discussions, so that we can develop the habit of trying to honestly gather enough information that we can make well-informed decisions about the positions that we will take, positions we will keep, positions we might change. Yeah, so here we go. Animal tests. I think we started with the cons the last time. Either way, we'll make sure that we go back and forth. We'll hit a pro, then we'll go to a con. Hit a pro, go to a con. So we cover them both. So no, neither of them gets left out. All right, so let's start with the pro this time, where their main point is that animal researchers treat animals humanely, both for the animal's sake and to ensure reliable test results. This is one of the things that I shared with you before. I want to briefly cover some of these again. According to Nature Genetics, stressed or crowded animals produce unreliable research results. And many phenotypes are only accessible in contented animals in enriched environments. At Cedars Sinai Medical Center's Animal Research Facility, dogs are given exercise breaks twice daily to socialize with their caretakers and other dogs. All right, here's a con that we covered before. This kind of get us back where we were, where we left off. The main point, animal tests are more expensive than alternative methods and are a waste of government research dollars. Humane Society International compared a variety of animal tests with their in vitro counterparts, and they found that animal tests were more expensive in every scenario studied. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals found $56.4 million of government funds spent on animal experiments that, despite running over many years, failed to provide any useful results. Okay. When we come back, let's look at some of the pros and cons that we have not discussed yet about animal testing. Forward.